little bit cold right now, but I am happy to see you. Go ahead and type in where you're from. Also, hey, what's up, Daphne? Hey, Faye. Awesome. Great seeing everybody. If you can, folks, go ahead and share this, tag somebody. Here's what we're going to be talking about tonight. 10 responses when you're in the desert and when you feel like giving up. So 10 responses when you are in the desert and you feel like giving up. Awesome. So we have people jumping in, saying where they're from. Awesome. If you can share this, that'd be great. Tag somebody who needs some hope tonight, and that would be fantastic. All right. So here's the story, folks. I'm going to give you the quick story. We are going to be having an Igniting Souls conference, online conference, starting March 25th. And it's absolutely free, the general admission tickets. If you want to do a VIP upgrade, it's $97. That's up to you. There'll be a lot of bonuses. What you get is a lot of gold. We'll talk about that later today. But I want to give you a special teaching tonight. So I want to give a shout out to John. We have Brenda. We have all kinds of amazing people. Hey, we got South Carolina in the house. Very cool. So here's what I'm going to be doing, folks, tonight. This is a teaching that I give just once in a great while, and I'll tell you why. I only dust it off when it's something that I know people are going through at trials. They're going through a tough time. And how many of you feel like you're going through a tough time right now? Let's just be honest. All right. Type in yes if you feel that way. Right now, our world is a little bit shaken up. Mike Tyson says everybody has a plan till they get hit in the mouth. A lot of us are saying, you know what? I wish I would have done this differently. I wish I would have done that differently. I wish I would have moved around money here or there. A lot of us are living in the past. We're living in the past. And we're saying, I could have, I should have. And we're saying, weren't times really good back there? Folks, I just want to say to you, God has not given up on you. There are promises. I know some of you right now have lost jobs. I know some of you are in health situations. This is a teaching from the heart tonight for you, okay? So here's where I got this teaching. I was in a desert in my life for a lot of years. I knew I was not in the right spot. At least I didn't feel like it. I felt like God was giving me big dreams, but I hadn't seen them come true yet. And I wanted to just give up. I kind of looked around and saw all my friends succeeding and doing things that just seemed amazing. And then here I was stuck. And if you feel stuck in life, you know what I'm talking about. Anyone here ever feel stuck? It's not a good feeling. And by the way, if you're getting value, share this, okay? Share this right now. We want to get the word out. Tell me that you shared it. Hey, Linda from Wausau, Wisconsin. Awesome. So here's what happened, folks. I was just depressed. A bunch of years ago, I was depressed. Is that okay to say? I think it's okay to say. I don't think we should put on plastic smiles. I don't think God wants us to be fake. It says, in fact, blessed are the poor in spirit. You know what that means? You know what that means? That's the spiritually bankrupt. Blessed are the spiritually bankrupt. Why does Jesus say that? Okay. I'll tell you why. Because we need to be honest with where we're at. And if you're bummed tonight, you can say I'm bummed. If you feel on top of the world, you can say I feel on top of the world. But back when I was bummed, and I kind of said to God, you know what? I'm just frustrated. I feel like I'm in a desert. And by the way, desert, metaphorically speaking and throughout history, I just shared this with the VIP group, okay? The VIP group is the group that's getting some special bonus material too. But thanks, Vicky, for being honest. But here's what the desert is. The desert, it's not a place to despise. Let me tell you what. Lots of people in life, they despise the desert. They want the mountaintops, but they don't want the deserts. And all I'm saying is that the desert is always a place of preparation. It's always a place of preparation. So if you feel like you're in a desert right now, it's not your final destination. In fact, that's tweetable. You need to share that. Your desert is not your final destination. In fact, it is a place of preparation. And here's what I mean by that. God always took his chosen ones into the desert. Just like a good father a good father. We have a pool right here. All right, the pool. I'm not at my house. Trust me, I don't have a pool at my house. But we're at the beach house, and I said, I don't want to just go on vacation. This was a prepaid planned vacation for a year, and I was just going to sit at home with my wife and kids. And we said, you know what? Heck with it. We're going. So we hopped in the car, and I said, you know what? I wish I could take the whole tribe with me. And so I talked to Kelly, and she said, go ahead and do it. So she's always amazing. I just told her today, I said, you are an amazing woman. She is, folks. But she said I could do this little ISC online thing from Wednesday on. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Show up, filled up every single day for you, because I want you to experience some peace, some joy, some promise. I feel like right now the world needs that. But if you think back, folks, the desert is a place of preparation. And listen, the ISC online conference, some of it's going to be business. Some of it's going to be entrepreneurship. Some of it's going to be authors. Some of it's going to be how to do social media, how to do coaching. And some of it's going to be faith. And so tonight we're talking about faith. Because I think that if we feel like, here's four things that people feel before I get into the 10 responses. Number one, right now there's some people who are doubting God's presence. Let's just be honest. They're saying, are you here? Number two, there's people that are saying, I doubt God's providence. They're saying, are you good? Number three, they're doubting God's power. They're saying, can you even help me? And number four, I jotted these down before we started. They're doubting God's plan. They're saying, can I trust you? Folks, is that okay to say? Are there people right now who are asking about God? Are you here? Are you good? Can you help me? Can I trust you? Give me a thumbs up if that's true. Give me a comment if that's true. I've been there before where, you know what? You feel like the floor just fell out from under you. You feel like you don't know what's going on. And you feel like you're in a desert. And here's what I want to say. As someone who lived in the desert for a long time, who is now out of the desert, I truly believe that I have been out of the desert. I believe that this has been a season of blessing. I believe God has a season of blessing for you too. Come on now. Come on, as Dexter says. I'm not the only one. God has a plan for you. God is good. God can help you. God is powerful. And so we're going to talk about that right now. A few years ago, this was back when I was still a pastor, I felt God abandoned me. I felt like God forgot about me. I felt like, what am I doing in this desert, God? And I went to the scriptures because I did not even want to read the Bible. I didn't want to hear worship music. I didn't want to talk to people. I just felt bummed. Has anyone ever been there? Amen, right? But here's the cool thing. I said, God, you got to show yourself to me. I think there's something powerful about that. The word, does anyone know the word? It's called importunity. Google it, importunity. What it means is it means that you're ticked off, and it means that you're hungry, and it means that you are not going to give up, and it means that you are going to say, you know what, God? I'm not letting go, just like Jacob wrestling the angel. I'm not letting you go till you give me a blessing. And I'll tell you what, when you get that type of boldness and passion, and you get that type of fierceness, I'm talking about fierceness. I'm not talking about, you know, let's grab Netflix and just watch, you know, have some Doritos. I'm joking, but you know what I'm saying? There's a time to chill. There's a time to rest. There's a time to just be at peace. And then there's a time to get a little bit ticked off. And I think it's okay to get a little bit ticked off and say, God, what's up? I'm calling you out on your promises right now, God. You promised me you'd never leave me or forsake me. You promised me that you would always provide for me. We just had this amazing time. Again, you know, I'm here at the beach. I normally don't live at the beach. But it has been awesome. But there's little kids around we're social distancing. Don't worry. This is just the family, but we have little kids around. They're not worried about where they're getting their next meal. Some of us right now, we're worried about where we're getting our next meal. We're worried about, our health. We're worried about the country. We have fear. that's infiltrated our minds, and we're worried and we're panicked. All the little kids, they're sleeping in the bed right now. They're chilling out. They don't know any better. They're resting. They're resting in their father's house. You get the metaphor? Are you resting in the father's house tonight? Are you worried? Are you panicked? Let me give you the 10 responses. Let me know what you're thinking, by the way, too. All right, because Elise, awesome. I'm hungry to be successful. I'm an author, and I want to make a difference. Yes, you do. Linda says, I'm praying for you. My roommate is waiting for a new heart. You know, Kelly, amazing. Sometimes the answer is no because there's a better plan. Look at these people. Folks, amazing. So here's the 10 steps. Number one. Okay, so I went to the scriptures and I said, God, you got to hook me up. I'm bumming. You know, this is a bunch of years ago. And I never had this happen. I went to the scriptures and it's like 10 steps just appeared. And I'm going to share these 10 steps with you. In fact, I'm going to copy and paste this so that you can have them all right after this at the Carryover Burner author page. You're going to get these 10, and I want you to meditate on these. I want you to think about them. They're pretty powerful. So number one, when you're in the desert, believe in his promises. Believe in his promises. Listen, these aren't just little pie in the sky quotes. These are weapons. When you wake up tomorrow, you need to realize you are at war. You are at war. There is an enemy, and the enemy wants to take you out through discouragement, defeat, depression, disillusionment. The enemy wants to take you out. Why? Because then you're not a threat. Then you don't have to be a light. Then you don't have to be someone who's going to kick back the kingdom of darkness. If you've already given up, you're done. So you are in a war. That's why we're here tonight. We're going to give you 10 weapons. Number one, believe in his promises. These are all from Psalm 106. This one's 12a. It says, then they believed his promises. This is talking about the nation of Israel when they were in the desert, literally. Number two, sing his praises. When you're ticked at God, when you're ticked at life, you don't want to sing. I'm not a singer, but I'll tell you what. Sometimes there's a song in my heart. You know what I'm talking about? You've been at the mall before when we used to be able to go to stores. You'd hear a song, and it would be this song that would like, it would resonate with you. And when you are in a desert, you can't sing unless you are thinking about something beyond your current circumstances. When you realize that the desert is a place of preparation and it's not your final destination, you can sing. And so I'm going to recommend something. I'm going to recommend Hillsong. I'm sure there's other groups out there. Listen, back when I was in the 90s, I would listen to Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana, Counting Crows. Man, I would just pump on the music that reflected how I felt, and I would stay depressed. But you know what? When you play songs that are positive and upbeat, I'll tell you what it is. It's a faith step. It's saying, I don't feel like this right now. I love what Bono says from U2. He says that the blues, right? He says that the gospel, he never liked gospel music because he said it always felt fake. But then he realized, you know what? It's a sign of faith. It's a sign of faith. It's saying, I don't feel this way right now, but you know what? I'm going to believe it to be true. I'm going to sing it before I feel it. Just like forgiveness sometimes. You got to forgive somebody before you feel it. And the forgiveness comes after the feeling. Okay? So what I'm talking about tonight is that we are stronger than our feelings. We're stronger than our feelings. Number three, remember what God has done for you. This is why I love journaling. By the way, big shout out to Louise Elliott. Congratulations on your new marriage. Somebody tag her. Louise Elliott is all about journaling. I know some of you are about journaling. I have my journal right upstairs. Journaling is powerful because I'll tell you what, we have short-term memory. How many of you feel like the older you get, the worse your memory gets, right? I've been there before, but here's what I know. God has been faithful to you in the past. God has gotten you through. And I love what David says when he is facing Goliath. And everyone's like, what? What are you going to do? You're going to kill this giant? He says, listen, I took out a lion. I took out a bear. God helped me do that. he reflects upon the past. Folks, you didn't just arrive on planet Earth yesterday or today. You have a past, and I'm talking about a good past. I'm talking about that you have gotten through things before, that God has shown up for you before. This isn't just an accident. So you need to lean into some of that. You need to lean in some of that past miracles that you've had, some of those past God coincidences that you've had. All right, Hope says, I needed this tonight. Hope, I'm going to tell you, my friend, share it, okay? We're not selling anything tonight. I'm just giving a sneak peek to what the online conference is going to be, and we have general tickets for the world, okay? So tonight is all about me encouraging you. I'll be honest, 9 p.m., about 8:55, after a long day, I said, you know what? I don't feel like getting on. I don't feel like getting on. I felt like getting on earlier, but I woke up very early in the morning to drive all day. And I said, maybe I'll just go to bed. And I said, what are you thinking? You crazy, Carrie? There's some people who need encouragement. There's some people who need hope. You, my friend, need hope right now. You need encouragement. You can be a blessing to other people. And that's what gets us out of the desert many times, when we stop thinking about ourselves and we stop thinking about our situation. I know right now there's some people in some very, very tough, tragic situations. My heart goes out to them. I can't tell them why it's happening right now, but I can give them these 10 responses. All right, number 4, seek his counsel. It says in Psalm 106, I'm going to give you all these, by the way. 13, it says, they did not wait for his counsel. Folks, I can be impatient. I can. I think the older I get, I think the more I realize that I can be impatient. And sometimes I rush things. And you know what? The nation of Israel rushed things. And a lot of times throughout history, we rush things. We feel like, God, you're not coming through. I can't get through to you. You're not showing up. And you know what? I'm just going to take it into my own hands. And if you look throughout history, whenever people rushed ahead of God, it did not turn out good. So all I'm saying is right now, if you, my friend, feel like, where the heck are you, God? You know what? Pray some more. Read some more. Meditate some more. Lean in some more. I've never known anybody, seriously, I've never known anybody who said, I'm not getting up off my knees, God, until you show up. That God doesn't show up. Now, he doesn't necessarily give us the miracle right then and there, but he gives us the peace to get through it the next moment. So I'm convinced that some of you, listen, some of you might need to do some fasting. Fasting from what? I don't know. That's between you and God. But I know that in life, when things get really, really tough, I just start fasting. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of say, screw it. I'm fasting, God, until you give me an answer, until you show up. And you know what? It brings things into perspective. Because before that, that chicken looks so good or whatever. And now you're like, you know what? Just like Christ, you say, my food comes from another source. God wants to feed your soul tonight too. And I love what everyone's saying here. All right, number 5, don't give in to sinful desires. Listen, we just got to talk about it. When we're ticked at God, when we're not understanding life, we kind of say, heck with it. How many of you do that? Come on, be honest. And you say, heck with it. And you say, I'm just going to go back to my cravings of choice. In fact, that's what it says. Psalm 106:14. But they craved intensely in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. When you and I feel like God is not answering, that God is not showing up, we can easily go to our crutch. We can go to our addiction. We can go to what's familiar. And we can just say, forget it, man. I'm going to find my comfort in that. And how long does that last? Not long. It's a temporary fix. It numbs the pain. But listen, when you numb your pain, you numb your potential. All right. Let's go to number 6. Do not envy others. When you're in the desert, it is so easy to look around and say, you know what? What's up with them? They're not as righteous as me. Look at them. Look at their life. And what we can do is we can begin to get envious. And when we get envious when we're in the desert, I'll tell you what, we miss our game. See, you're in a game right now. You're in a war. And when you start envying others, you start stepping out of your own life. And I'll tell you what counselors call that. You ready? Counselors call that disassociation. It means that you leave your mind and you go somewhere else. You daydream. People in traumatic situations, they disassociate. And that's exactly what we should not do when we're in the desert. Disassociate. You need to feel it. Remember that scene from Braveheart when someone says to Braveheart, listen, man, take this medicine. It'll numb you. You won't feel anything. And Braveheart says, no, I'm not doing that. He says, I need my wits about me. That's tough. That's tough. But there's something powerful. And listen, you might say, where is he coming from with all this stuff? Listen, I kind of like stoicism. I kind of like the obstacle is the way. I kind of like just some of the Stoics. But there's something powerful about that, where it says, you know what? I'm not just gonna wimp out. I'm not just gonna give up. And you, my friend, you're strong for being here tonight. You are strong for staying up. Number seven, do not give into familiar idols. What does it say? It says, at Horeb, they made a calf and worshiped an idol cast from metal. Psalm 106:19. When you're in the desert, it is so easy to go to idols, familiar idols. Like what? Pride. Who knows? Pride, arrogance, sarcasm, negativity, whatever your idol is, it's easy to go to that when you're in the desert. Number eight. Oh, this is a big one. One of my favorite. Do not despise the place God has you in. Number eight, do not despise the place God has you in. Jackie says this is good. You know why it's good, Jackie? Because it's from God. It's not from me. And listen, when I was in the desert, this was what he gave me because I was done. I might have been a pastor back then, but I was done. I was so done. This is a big one. Do not despise the place God has you in. It says Psalm 106:24a, then they despised the pleasant land. If you're in a place of preparation, you can't despise it. This is like, come on, we all love Star Wars or Rocky or all these movies where the hero has to go into this intense training. Why? Because they need to beat the enemy. Now, who's the enemy? You think it's external, it's internal. A lot of times, Rocky has to beat his own self-belief. Luke Skywalker, I don't care who it is, Little Women, any movie, the main character, the hero's journey, they have to go into the desert to face themselves. And right now, you are facing a lot of things right now. You're looking in the mirror, and you're saying, do I have what it takes? And let me tell you, my friend, you do. You absolutely have what it takes. I'd be lying to you if I said, you know, that, oh, coronavirus, I didn't even think about it. Like, I'm bulletproof. We're all thinking about it. We're all thinking about it. And we all can either sit around and be victims who lie in bed, blame excuses and denial, or we can be victors who put our oar in the water and move forward. Ownership, accountability, and responsibility. And that, my friends, is what each one of us have control over. What did Viktor Frankl do in Man's Search for Meaning? The one who lived in a concentration camp? He said that the gentlemen, the prisoners who died, were the ones who gave up hope. They were the ones who forgot that they had purpose. So what did Viktor Frankl do? He spent time with them and got them to realize, hey, what are you going to do when you get out of this concentration camp? What are you going to do? Who are you going to see? Who's important to you? Who are your loved ones? And what he did, even though he could have sat there and said, woe is me, I'm in a concentration camp, I shouldn't be here, he focused on the other prisoners and he got them thinking about other things than their current present situation and what happened. They made it through. So folks, you could be that person right now for somebody else. Today, when we went through a drive-through restaurant, right, to get the kids some food, I told the lady, I said, you know what? Thank you for serving us. You know, look people in the eye right now. These people are, some of them are on the front lines. Some of them are out there getting us groceries. Some of us are out there caretaking for people who are infected and they're flattening the curve. We need to thank these people. We need to look them in the eye, treat them like humans, and be grateful. And I'll tell you what happens when you do that. The term is appreciation. Now think about that. When you appreciate, when a house appreciates, get this, this is pretty cool. I just learned this the other day. When a house appreciates, get this, it increases the value. Think about that. If a home appreciates, it increases the value. So when you show appreciation for somebody, do you know what you're doing? You're raising their self-image. You're raising their value. And they will literally brighten up. It's like you, check this out, you injected encouragement into them. That's what we call it. We call it encourage. And what courage means, check this out. This is not me making this up. It comes from a Latin word, cor, K-O-R, I believe. You can research this. Google me. Cor is the same word as cardia. It's cardia. It's heart. When people lose heart, they lose cor. When people lose heart, they lose courage. And there's a lot of people right now who are walking around in life and they've lost heart. They've lost cor. They've lost courage. And you can go around and you can inject encouragement into these people by appreciating them. All right, we're almost done here. Hang with me. This is all from the cuff. I got my little 10 here, but I just prayed. I said, God, encourage these people tonight. Number 9, do not grumble. It is so easy when you're in the desert to grumble. There was some grumbling in the van today. I'm just going to be real. There was some grumbling in the van, and I said, you know what? Let's give these people some grace. They don't need to be here. They don't need to be serving us through the drive-thru. Let's give them some grace. Folks, it is so easy to grumble. I dare you to go on a 24-hour grumble-free fast. That would be cool. Me too, all right? Number 10, obey the Lord. Psalm 106:25b, they did not listen to the voice of the Lord. Obey the Lord's number 10. That is what you need to do when you're in the desert. How many of you want this little list here? You guys want this? I'm going to drop it right now for those who want it. This is called 10 Responses When You're in the Desert. And I'm dropping it right in. And now you all should have it. I don't know. I press send. Let me go to Facebook. And I'm going to drop some cool things here in a moment before we go. Thank you so much for watching tonight. I'm going to go to the Carrie Oberbrunner Facebook page right now. And by the way, that's where all the ISC online is going to be. We're just getting started, folks. If you like tonight, we did talk about faith a lot more than normal. We'll talk about business and all kinds of stuff right now. Wow, 73 of you are watching this. Look at you. You're so kind. So I just put the link there. It's got, we doubt God's presence. Are you there? We doubt God's providence. Are you good? We doubt God's power. Can you help me? We doubt God's plan. Can I trust you? It's all there, and all 10 are right there. Share it. It's not copywritten. God gave me this, I don't know, 10 years ago, and I just want you to share this. Share it everywhere. People need these 10 tips, all right? Now, the only other thing I'm going to say, I did go live to the VIP group before, but everybody on planet Earth, we're going to go give them a free ticket to the ISC online conference. I'm going to put the link right here, right there. Grab a free ticket. Okay, general admission tickets free. I'm going to go live in the morning, live at night, March 25th through March 31st from the beach house. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have special speakers. Some of you are going to be speakers. And then if you do want to do a VIP upgrade, fantastic. You can do that. You don't have to, all right? If you want to, there's going to be some bonus content. It allows me to pay the team who's doing all kinds of great technology to make the online conference happen. But here's the other cool thing. If you register as a general admission person and you do upgrade, which is awesome, get the affiliate link. Why? Because if you blast this all over planet Earth with your affiliate link, and you tell people, grab a general admission ticket. If any one of those people click on your affiliate link anytime throughout the conference and choose to upgrade, you get $50. You do that for 10 people, 500. You do it for 100 people. I don't even know how much that is. It's a lot of money. But my point is this. We want to give everybody in the world a general admission ticket, and some are going to upgrade. Some of you are upgrading right now. I'm looking at it. In fact, Wayne just upgraded. Fantastic. We have Brandon who just upgraded. Look at you. So again, the VIP group, here's what you guys get, okay, as we end tonight. General admission ticket, absolutely free. You're going to get a free workbook. Day one, I'm going to talk about who you are. Day two, I'm going to talk about why you're here. Day three, I'm going to talk about where you're going, identity, purpose, direction. Day four, I'm going to be teaching on a great topic, which is how can I achieve my dream? Day five is how can I share my message with the world? Day six is how can I grow my influence, impact, and income? And day seven is how can I become a master coach? Why am I doing this on my vacation? I'll tell you why. I'm not doing it all day. I'm hanging with Kelly and the kids. But I'll tell you what. I just said I wish I could take a whole bunch of people on vacation. Again, this was a prepaid vacation. A year ago, we booked it, and we were going to cancel it. And I said, you know what? Let's take everybody to the ocean. So we're going to have, you know, some fun times the next few days. I'm going to give a little bonuses tomorrow. But, man, I love each one of you. God loves you. That's a lot more important than me loving you. But just encourage people at this time. I believe in you folks. I believe that this is your moment of greatness. I believe that there's a battle right now for your soul. There's a battle for your mind. I believe that right now people are tempted to give up and be depressed. Don't do that, my friends. All right. You have a fantastic day, and sleep tight. I believe in you. Thanks so much for being here, and feel free to just share this with other people. Okay. Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Laura. Thank you, all of you amazing people. And we'll go live later on. It's been a blast. Take care. And we'll see. I hope you can jump in that general admission ticket, by the way. Grab yours. I don't want you to miss out. See you. Have a great night. Take care.